Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is a remote edition of Soundcheck, our live performance and interview series. I'm John Schaefer. The Danish band Efterklang is almost impossible to categorize, so music critics are forced to string hyphens together like indie chamber folk pop, which actually is about as close as you can get, since all of those forms of music are integral to the Efterklang sound. The band was formed by three childhood friends, Kasper Clausen, Rasmus Stolberg, and Mads Brauer, although the band often expands in live touring to five or six. There are five in the studio for us today. And they expand even further with some of their collaborative projects, many done through their developed app. You, in fact, might be a collaborator on Efterklang's most recent music video. Their most recent album is a beautiful collection called Windflowers, and the band, Efterklang, is going to play some of the songs from that album for us today. Beginning with this one called Living Other Lives, here is Efterklang.
Living other lives.
That is Efter Klang and a live performance of a song called Living Other Lives. You'll find it on the new Efter Klang record, which is called Windflowers. And joining me at the microphone, the band's lead singer, Kaspar Clausen. Kaspar, let me ask you first, what is the object you were holding up during that, especially towards the end where you seem to be singing through it? It's not a gourd. It seems like it's made of wood. What is that?
I believe it's some kind of Tibetan monks, kind of like you know, like a wooden cowbell of sorts. And I had it with. I was searching for something to change the, because the whole session is made on this beautiful Neumann microphone, and usually I'm using a lot of different voice effects. So I was just looking for something to change the voice a little bit, and that was the thing that came the closest, you know.
Well, in the actual official video for Living Other Lives, there's a lot of nature imagery. You know, people can go online and see the video, and it's all shot on the island where you recorded the album, Windflowers. And between the title and this kind of recurring natural imagery, it seems like that was a big theme for you guys this time around.
Yeah, this time I think, like the rest of the world, we've been spending a lot of time in the same place, you know, and you know, that made us also, or like at least for me, look closer to all these things that is around me, you know. Instead of running from city to city or being kind of in urban environment, it felt natural to kind of look elsewhere than the human kind of environment. And so it just made me kind of, you know, reappreciate, which is something like I have to do sometimes, but appreciate this lovely planet we're on and the nature that is right there, and which is basically everything that has nothing to do with COVID, you know. It's
right.
The opposite of it. It's all the other living on this planet.
And are windflowers, are those a real kind of flower in Denmark?
Yes, it's actually, but I learned about this name while searching for a title. It wasn't even something that that I knew before, but I know the flower very well. It's also called anemone, and it's one of the first flowers we have in Denmark, for example, where I grew up. My mom would always say, when that flower is in the garden, it's a sign of spring. You
right.
know? It's
right.
one of the first flowers to sort of come out of the winter coat. So it's a very particular flower in that sense, and there's many of them. It's like a very common flower, but not a particularly more beautiful one or something like that. It's just the kind of sign of spring.
So was it basically the three of you all together in this studio on this island during the pandemic making the record?
That would be the kind of Disney version. I think the real version started with me being in Lisbon and in lockdown, and Mads being in Copenhagen. Mads and Rasmus is living in Copenhagen. I live in Lisbon. So therefore, we were kind of in these places, and we spent the first 3 months figuring out what is this COVID all about and what does it mean for us. And so we basically just started writing music in that period in each of our studio. And then we met up in the studio that you're talking about in Denmark, where we kind of began to work on the things together. And that was a place we returned to over the course of half a year or something like that at different seasons. And we were there a lot together.
Now, most of the songs are written in English. When do you make that decision what language a song is going to be in?
Yeah, like the previous Efterklang album was a Danish, the first Danish album that we ever wrote came out in 2019, and this was the kind of follow-up. So in my mind, my intellect really wanted it to be more mixed up, maybe half Danish, half English. So we also did a lot of Danish songs in the kind of demo version for this album. And so, but it sort of ended up just by natural kind of filtration over that half a year we worked on this thing that the strongest songs that came out happened to be the English. And it was a language that I was missing a bit to sing in that after this Danish adventure, just to kind of, be able to communicate some words that everybody understands and can kind of gather around and use. And I think like for my life, lyrics has become more and more important. So it sort of feels natural in a way.
Yeah. So you don't write in Danish and then translate into English. You actually write straight to English, right?
Yeah, I always start, but it sort of happens for me. It always happens in the very beginning. Do I use Danish or do I do English in my kind of way of finding the words and something? I improvise a lot to try and find the words rather than writing. So
right.
It's a different way in.
Now, since you were all, when you did get to the studio together, it was still during the pandemic. You were not able to do the usual Efterklang thing, which is to have all these different people coming in and performing. I know there are some guests on the record, but compared to past records, this seems to be really sort of concentrated on the band itself.
It's very true. I think it was also a little bit in the spirit of these times we're living that it wasn't sort of, it felt kind of natural to go a little bit more DIY with this record and try to kind of find out what is Efterklang about when we just kind of use the immediate surrounding instead of start looking for people in past, like been using a lot of different people, as you were saying. And this time we felt, okay, let's try and see if we do this a little bit more within our inner circle. And we had a very nice live band just before the pandemic hit, and we basically just asked them if they wanted to join us, but mainly it was the three of us trying to kind of follow this intuition and maybe also go a little bit back in time and find this energy of just making music without too much sort of thinking, but just use our limitation as the kind of playground.
Yeah. Well, I want to come back to this idea of collaborators because, many musicians collaborate with other musicians, but you collaborate with audiences and viewers, and I want to talk a little bit about that in a minute. But first, let's hear another song. This one is called Alien Arms. We're speaking with Kasper Clausen, the lead singer of Efterklang. Let's hear him and the rest of the band in this live performance of Alien Arms.
Look into a future mountain, everything else is a strain. chewing on the past, an ocean, everything else is a phase. Let me into your heart. Let me open your eyes. Only time can stand the chains. Bring it out of an empty space. Let me into your heart. We're mountains apart. Only love can find a way. Giving birth to whatever we can.
That's called Alien Arms. You'll find a version of that on the new Efterklang record called Wind Flowers. Kasper Clausen, the lead singer, at the microphone with me. And I wanted to come back to this idea of collaboration because, you know, it's one thing for musicians, and it's one thing for Efterklang to bring in Peter Broderick or Heather Woods Broderick or that wonderful Lithuanian musician, Ingrid Jak. Kuba Visiute. It's quite another thing to actually have your audience collaborate with you, whether you're talking about in a concert or in a video, both of which you've done. So for you, what is the attraction of expanding the collaboration to quote unquote non-professional musicians?
I think it's strictly kind of, in a way I can explain it because of a personal interest, I think. It gives a lot of kind of fundament and foundation to pass on something that you have to someone else. And if there's something we've learned, I never had an education, I dropped out of high school, and there's something that I have learned in my little life, is something to kind of, if I can pass on the power of music in one way or the other, or pass on the idea of collaborating or making other people sing or use their imagination to express themselves in one way or the other, I think that's, for me, is that's the goal. We got the kind of foundation of what we're doing here. So for me, the collaboration with people is sort of fundamentally just really gratifying for us, you know.
You know, I think you were mentioning the previous Efter Klang record, which was the all Danish affair, Altid Sammen, Together Always. I think my favorite moment from that record is towards the end of Hul Mina Henna, where you're joined by a whole chorus of people, and it doesn't sound like a professional, you know, classical choir. It sounds like a bunch of people sing, and it's this wonderful moment that would be impossible to fake, you know, with trained singers, I think.
Du ser mig, jeg ser dig. Hold mine hænder. Tågen forsvinder. Alting forandres. Du ser mig, jeg ser dig.
So how did that, I mean, who are those people? How did that happen?
It was really random, to be honest, John. It's something that just happens really a bit like in Efter Klang, when we start touring and we start coming up with ideas. And we had this beautiful invitation from a beautiful concert hall in Hamburg called Elbphilharmonie, which is an extraordinary place. And we thought it would be nice with a choir. Should we ask them for their classical trained singers? And then Rasmus one day was thinking, you know what, why don't we ask the cleaning staff of this building, if they want to join us on stage, instead of cleaning the building, we could then give them the stage. And you know, we presented it for the concert house, and luckily they were into this idea. And luckily there were some from this cleaning staff, all the staff of the Elbphilharmonie, that were into getting on stage with us. You know, for them was a huge experience. You know, we went there to rehearse with them, and they were like slightly shaking when we were singing Hand in Hand there. I mean, that is just such a moment you will never forget it. And you know, I don't...
All right, now this brings us to the developed platform that Efter Klang has, which early this year, for a couple of days, you released one of your songs, the one we're going to hear next, actually, called Hold Me Close When You Can, and over 800 people took photographs while listening to the song, right, and sent it to you, and that is how you made the official video for this song.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, the thing we really invested in that video was to build that app that people are using to listening this song and taking photos, and this stuff, we kind of like tried to make something that was inspired a bit by you know, disposable cameras, where you basically take a photo on film and you wait for it to develop there. Is the name is from that kind of process. But yeah, it's true, they were all sending this immense amounts of photos from around the world while listening to the song. And we put together a sort of photo dia show, if you like, of this, the best moments of that. And we're continuing that on the on a new song now. Also, we are at the moment editing a new song in the same way with a bit of video as well. But it's insane in a way how much many people has been responding to that and enjoying that process and sharing their life basically with us and with everybody else.
Well, there's got to be a couple of things that are gratifying about that. One is just the volume of response. People are so eager to be offered a chance to be creative, to do something that's part of a creative effort. The other thing that I think you probably would have found very gratifying is it struck me in looking at some of the many, many photos in the video, how many of them used imagery from nature. You know, nature and light seem to be recurring motifs in a lot of the things that people sent you. It's as if, even without knowing what we talked about earlier, because again, this was back in May of this year, people somehow intuitively knew what you were about with this record.
Yeah, or we're looking like our fans, or the fans look like us, or something like this. It's hard to sort of think about. I think there's many things, but you're really right. It's true. They were really touching base with a lot of the same basic topics and imageries and the surrounding that we very much been into while making the record and in the countryside and like sort of turning to the flowers and the plants in your house and the garden and the sea and all of these things, like pointing the camera to the sky and the birds and so on. I think this is, but maybe it's a thing that we are living through and have been living through a lot in the last 1.5 years. I don't know, that we've just been maybe pointing towards other things than you know, seeing other people or something like that.
Right. So maybe you're tapping into something that we're all feeling anyway.
Maybe. I'm not the one to say these things, but like, that's what I'm feeling in the call, because it is a bit like a call and response when you do stuff like that. And that's what is exciting about it.
We're talking about the official video for the song Hold Me Close When You Can, which is on the new Efterklang record called Wind Flowers. But let's hear the band performing this song in a live performance. This is the Danish group Efterklang.
Hold yourself to yourself. Hold me close when you can. Any floods, any bills, and we can't go when we can't go on. yourself to yourself.
That's called Hold Me Close When You Can. That is a performance by Efter Klang. A version of that appears on their latest record called Wind Flowers, which is out now. And Casper, while the pandemic is not over, people are now out and about. You have a tour planned. And I notice you'll be playing at Big Ears, the music festival in Knoxville, Tennessee, at the end of March, which is one of my favorite places to go. One of the interesting things about Big Ears is it's not like a rock festival, although it's run by the same people who do Bonnaroo. It's more, I don't know how to put it, left field, off-center, non-mainstream kinds of music. Is that... Do you guys feel comfortable there? Is that your music world?
I think Big Ears feels like, when I look at the program, I would say happily yes, absolutely. That program is sick, like so amazing to watch all these incredible artists from all these eras of time. And it's always great to see yourself reflected in that way, I think. So yes, for sure. But I also say that we are, Efter Klang is also not as strictly left field. Like we also don't really belong to this super experimental scene, although we listen to a lot of music and we feel attracted to it and get a lot of inspiration. Maybe not. It's also a bit too pop in that sense. So I think Big Ears finds a nice kind of moment. You know, you have Patti Smith is maybe a good example of someone that, you know, is pop, but she's also a lot of other things.
Yes.
And she's definitely has a, you know, she's also standing in that kind of, maybe not in the middle as you're explaining, but a little bit to the left of that middle, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, that feels great.
One other thing before I let you go. What is the status currently of Efter Kids? First of all, explain what Efter Kids is. Is that something that you can do now with everything that's happening?
It's available. It's a project that is on the internet called Efter Kids, and it's a program that we made for music teachers around the globe. They can download a little packet of videos and sound files and some sheet music, and then they can have their students play these songs, Efter Klang songs, together with us on a screen. And it's available, but I don't know how many times it's been done, or if people, like, there are people that have for sure been doing it and sending us, and we have even played with kids on stage. And it's something that is right there. I mean, maybe we should try and pick it up again. It's been like 10 years, maybe around 10 years, maybe 9 years when we launched. So it's there, you know.
Yeah. And the great thing about kids is they haven't yet learned, and this goes back to what you were saying about Big Ears, they haven't yet learned to divide music into this is pop and this is avant-garde and this is something else. It's just, It's just that's music.
It. It's an open sky, and it's a beautiful place to be also for us adults sometimes, and being able to kind of, you know, I think this time's now we need to listen to those kids, what they got on their minds. That's important for the future.
Yeah. Well, Efter Klang's new record is called Wind Flowers. It is a typically wonderful album of music, much of it in English, and Kasper Clausen has been speaking with us. And Kasper, to you and the whole band, thank you for performing these songs for us. It's been really a lot of fun talking to you.
We loved performing for you, John, and all your listeners. It's been such a pleasure. Thanks for having us on the show.
While we're falling, surely we could give it just a little bit and go.
Watch the videos that the band shot in the studio during these live performances for us. They're on our YouTube channel or right here on the website at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. David McLean is our video editor. And I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.